Begin the current daf Masechet Eiv and daf Lamed Zayin. We begin four lines up from the top of the Yamed, but the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda on the previous daf in the Mishnah, that in the Mishnah it indicated that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a concept of Breira. That is, if let's say there are two Chacham coming from either side of the city, and each one is not his Rebbe, because if one of them is a Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda differentiates, but they're both not his Rebbe, or they both are his Rebbe, he can choose and say, whichever one I wanted to be today, retroactively, that was the Erev that was kind of for me, either to the one that I had put to the west, or the one that I had put to the east, either one is the one that will acquire. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira. On that, Rav commented that our mission is incorrect. From the fact that we have a brisa from Ayoy, that Ayoy, the way his version of Rabbi Yehuda was, that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira, and that is when there are two sides, he wants to choose between two of them, it doesn't work. To which the Gemara asked, wait a second, why does Rav say that we push away our Mishnah from the brisa of Ayoy? To the contrary, a Mishnah is usually in a sense stronger. We should say that Ayoy's brisa is incorrect based on our Mishnah. To which the Gemara answered that you can't say that, because there's a Mishnah Demai that clearly indicates that Rabbi Yehuda does not agree to the concept of Breira, and that is what's on the beginning of our Amit, which we quoted in yesterday's daf, that regarding if someone had wanted to take off Mises and Trumas from the barrel of wine itself, because he had no other clay to pour it into. So on that, Remeir says that you can do that, and retroactively, when you ultimately take it out, it will be the one that you had separated, and therefore now you could consume it, although now you didn't take it out because of the concept of Yesh Breira. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Shimon, they argued and they said it's going to be Usser, obviously, that they hold that Ein Breira, you can't do that retroactively, you have to take it out now. If you're not taking it out now, it's going to be Usser. Therefore, Rav said that obviously the Brisa is like, its correct version is like the Brisa of Ayoy. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira, and that's why it doesn't work in that Mishnah in Demai. And therefore, our Mishnah is incorrect when the quote Rabbi Yehuda is saying if both of them are his Rebbeim and he wants to choose retroactively, that would work. And that's where our current Gemara begins. Ula Amar, Ula argues, and he says, no, Lesula Ayim Masnitin. Ayah's Bryce is incorrect from our Mishnah, from the fact that our Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yehuda as saying that Yesh Breira. Obviously, the Bryce of Ayah that says that Ein Breira according to Rabbi Yehuda is incorrect. To which the Gemara asks, Velahadik Tani Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Oisrim, which was the Raya that the Gemara brought to the opinion of Rav, that our Mishnah is incorrect and the Bryce of Ayah is correct from the Mishnah in Demai that says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon all agree that it's going to be Usser. So obviously is because that Rabbi Yehuda, which is one of those three, hold that you do not say Breira, and that's why retroactively it's not going to work. So how can you say that Ayah is incorrect and our Mishnah is correct? That our Mishnah says that Yesh Breira, if you say Yesh Breira, then why would Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's Usser? He should hold like Remeir. And that's what the Gemara answers, that Ula Zuzi Zuzi Ketani, which Zuzi is really the word Zugi, that Ula learned it in pairs. Although the way it was quoted till now in the Mishnah of Demai was that Remeir was one against the other three, he quotes it as Divri Remeir Rebbe Yehuda. They were pairs. The first two, which includes Rebbe Yehuda, said that it is going to be a good thing that you could consume, and that it's not going to be tevel because of the concept of Yesh Breira, that retroactively we view it as that the Trumas and Maestras were separated, and although it was only done at a later point in time, we say that it retroactively it was these liquids which I had in mind when I said that it should be Trumas and Maestras inside of it now. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Oisrim, and the last two are the only ones that said it's Usser, and therefore that's why he says that our Mishnah is correct, and that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira, and it's not difficult from the Mishnah of Demai, because to the contrary, Rabbi Yehuda did hold like Remeir that Yesh Breira. Once this was brought in, the Gemara asks on this Mishnah of Demai, that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon Akaponim, at least those two, everybody agrees that they say it's going to be Usser. So obviously it's because they hold that Ein Breira, to which the Gemara asks, Mesuv Rabbi Yosi Ein Breira, is it true that Rabbi Yosi holds Ein Breira, that you cannot say retroactively, this is what I had chosen to do? But now, but we learned in the Mishnah Kinnan, Rabbi Yosi Oim Rabbi Yosi says, Shtei Noshim Shalokho is Kinnan Be'er, regarding two women that they bought their Kinnim with an Erev, in other words, they did it jointly. And that is, a kinim is that when certain women that need to have a kapara, the way they're mechaber themselves and they become pure, one of them being a zava and yuledes, they bring these two birds that they bring. So regarding these two women, that they bought it together, so there's four birds altogether. So they bought it together. One woman went to buy, you know, you need two, I need two, so she went and paid for it. Now they have four of them that are the joint ones of the two of them. Or they just gave the money of the kinim's worth to the kohen. So one woman paid for it. So that is what the Mishnah over there in Kinnan quotes from Rabbi Yosi, that Eza Shiyirtza Kohen Yaakov Oila, whichever one the kohen wants, he could bring as a Oila. Well, Eza Shiyirtza Yaakov Chatzah, whichever one he wants to bring, he could bring as a Chatzah. And that is from these kinim, he could choose two birds that, let's say there's two groups of kinim. Each kinim, each khan has two birds. So there's these two. He could take each one and bring those two as oilus for the two women. And from the other khan, he could bring both of them as a karbachatas for the two women. And definitely, if he's coming to separate each khan and take one bird for oila of that khan, the other bird for a chatas, that definitely is going to work. And that is obviously, you see from the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Kenan, that they're allowed to join together their Kenan together. Obviously, that he holds up the concept of Yesh Breri, that retroactively we say that this one that was separated, that was brought for this one, was hers. And that is to fulfill the concept that's necessary for Kachim of Shem Bailin that's brought for the woman that's necessary. Because if you would say that Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breri, which is what it seems to be a contradiction, that on the one hand the Mishnah Demai seems to say that Ein Breri, and the Mishnah here, what we're quoting Kin, holds Yesh Breri, if you held Ein Breri, then it could come out as if the chatas and the oila that was brought for this woman was not really hers. Maybe it was really her friend's. And a carbon that's brought in what's called shinu bailin that was changed, that was really supposed to be one woman's, and was brought for another one, it's mevur in the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Samechim and Beis, and by Zvachim in the beginning on Daf Beis, that it does not fulfill the obligations of the owner, and definitely by chatas that's brought shaloi lishma, or not for the shame of the Bailam, that's totally possible. It's not even a good carbon, and therefore the kvius of the shame of the Bailam, whoever it is, it does not depend on the coin. It just depends on whose it is. And therefore the question is, it has to be from the Mishnah Kedin that he holds Yesh Brera. Again, as we just said, because if Ein Brera, then what happens is that really it's one woman's this khan and another woman's is really this khan. And therefore, when he brings it, and if he takes both of them as a oilo and the other one, both of them as a chatas, definitely he's mixing up the two of them. And you don't say retroactively whichever one is brought for, it's that one, because you hold Ein Brera. So if you hold Ein Brera, that's going to be a difficulty. So obviously he holds Yesh Brera. And if he holds Yesh Brera, that contradicts Rabbi Yossi's own opinion in Demai that we just said that he holds Ein Brera. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Hasam Kisha Hisnu. You're right, really it's like Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah Demai, that Ein Brera doesn't work retroactively. So then we have the problem over here with these four birds. It's really the mixing up totally. So that it should be possible. It should be Shle'olul Bailam Shem Chayvan. It should be even totally possible when it's a chatas because it wasn't brought for that woman that it was bought for. However, that case is talking about that they made a condition. The women between themselves, that they said whichever one the Kohen brings for that purpose should be that woman's. And therefore, that's okay, that's not a problem. To which the Gemara asked, Yehochem ala member, so what's the chiddush over there? Since they said that it depends on the kohen, whichever one he chooses to be, let that be mine, so of course it says it's going to work. That shouldn't be a question. It's not like it's really one's and that it was not brought for that purpose. Here we never said who it's going to be until he decides. So that's not, has nothing to do with Brera whatsoever. And then the Gemara says, there is a chiddush. Kamash man kadir av chizda. It comes to teach you like the chiddush of chizda. That even though each khan, each pair of birds was really by itself, it's just that they bought them together, but really each khan is distinct, and you would think that obviously from every khan you have to make one achatas, one oila, and you can't take from one khan that each one, these two birds should be oilas for the two women, and from the second khan they should both be chatas for the two women, because that was never the intention for that purpose to buy. Each khan is bought separately, that one is achatas, one is the oila. And that is kamashman, that's the chiddush, that since they did not establish specifically when they purchased it, to say that this bird is a chatas and this bird is an oila, even if they establish it after they bought, the kohen could still do what he wants in spite of the fact that they said that this should be a khan of one of chatas, one of oila, and this one a khan of chatas, oila, as long as it wasn't done when they purchased it, as the Gemara explains. The Rav Chizda, says, Ein hakinim, that the group of birds are not, regarding all mechuster kapara, people that are lacking kapara, that is in their purification process, they still have to bring their karbanos to purify themselves, they're not misparshes, they're not designated, which one's the oila, which one's the chatas, and we continue on Tamid Beis, Ela, there's only two ways, Ela iblekiches bailam, only if it was when the owners purchased it, that when he purchased it, he said, look, this I want to buy for an oila, this one I want to buy for chatas, ibasis coin, or when the coin actually makes it. But if you buy it plain, you don't say anything when you buy it. And only later do you say, okay, I want this to be my chadis, I want this to be my oila. That shame is not chalnet at all. And the kohen can do whatever he wants. And that is the chiddush that we're saying. Although these women might have said after they bought it, you know what, you take those two, you take those two. And then the kohen does whatever he wants with it. That will still be kosher. Because their designation was not when they purchased it. And therefore, the only other time of designation is when the kohen actually makes it. As Rashi explains that Rav Chizda darshan's a pasuk in Seder Yuma, that it says on the one hand, it says in the pasuk v'lokhesh de'isari mashne b'yayin, that the woman will buy her khan of the two birds, echel la'oila v'echel la'chatas. And then it says another pasuk by the kohen, "V'asar kohen es echad chatas ve'echad oila," that the kohen will make one of the chatas, one oila. So obviously, that the designation of the name oila or chatas for it to be chal is only by those two circumstances: either by the balakha when it's purchased, or by the asiya of the v'asar kohen. However, any other time will not be a steer, will not be a contradiction to say that it's this woman's or this woman's, because if it wasn't designated when they bought it, the kohen could still do what he wants when he makes it. And that is the chiddush of Rav Chizkiya, and that's the chiddush that we're applying over here, that although it was not just totally upon the condition of the kohen, they did after they buy it designated. But that designation is not called a designation because it's not Balakicha's Bible. But then the Gemara asks another question. So fine, we resolved one contradiction, but there's another contradiction of Rabbi Yossi. Vakati Sav Rabbi Yossi Ein Breira, is it really true, as we're quoting from the Mishnah that Demai, that Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira? But Vatani learned in a Braisa that seems to contradict this. We learned Am Ha'orich Amalachaber, regarding an ignoramus that tells a Talmud Chacham. And that is, this Talmud Chacham is going to the marketplace to buy vegetables for himself. And the Am Ha'orich tells him, look, you're going, buy for me also. So he tells him, Kachli Aguda Achas Shal Yerek, Ogluska Achas, buy for me a bundle of herbs, or buy me this one piece of bread. So the halacha is, Ein Tzarech La'aser. He does not have to take off meiser, that is demai, from that produce that he's giving to the Am Ha'aretz. And that is, although that when he bought his, let's say, piece of bread, and he bought the Am Ha'aretz piece of bread, he didn't say when he bought, he just bought two pieces. He didn't say that this is for me and this is for the Am Ha'aretz. And maybe that the one that he's giving to the Am Ha'aretz is really his, and the one he's taking is really the one from the Am Ha'aretz. However, there's the principle of Yesh Breira, that when he gives it to the Am Ha'aretz, this was the one that obviously that he had purchased for him, and therefore the Talmud Chacham is not really selling it to him, because if he was selling it to him, that is really it's his, but now he's giving it to that. If you don't say Yesh Breira, maybe this is really the one they bought for him, then he would have to take off Meiser before he gives it to the Am Ha'aretz, because he's being Machshalim, because we would say that he probably is not going to take it off. So he would have to be Ma'aser out of Demai, out of this suffix that the Am Ha'aretz is not going to. However, we say he does not have to because of the concept of Yesh Breira, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, again, which contradicts Rabbi Yossi then in the mind that says Ein Breira. Here, Luchari is saying Klar Yesh Breira. The Chachamayim Tzarech La'asar. The Chacham say that you have to take off Meister because they hold Ein Breira. And that is, you could say that maybe this is the one that the Chaver bought. He's going ahead now, he's mixing it up with the one that was bought for the Am Ha'aretz. And again, as we said, a Talmud Chacham has not allowed to sell Talmud Ha'aretz, something that is not prepared. So again, you have this contradiction. On the one hand, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah Demai, that he says Ein Breira. Yet here we have clearly that Rabbi Yossi says that Yesh Breira, because he says that you could give it without it taking off Maisa. Obviously, we're saying, because retroactively, that was the one that I bought for the Am Ha'aretz. So the Gemara says, you're right, Epoch, you have to say that we have to reverse the opinions. Obviously, it was that Rabbi Yossi was the one that said that Tzarech La'aser, you do have to take off Maisa because Ein Breira, maybe this was really the one that was mine that I'm giving to him, which then I have to go ahead and take off Maisa. So the Gemara again continues to point out contradictions. Toshma, we learned in the Braisa. Ha'imer Maisa Sheyesh Li Bebeisi. If someone says, regarding the Maisa that I have in my house, Mechulul Al-Sela Shatala Be'yodim Menekes, let that be deconsecrated on the coin that's going to come in my hand out of my pocket. Whatever coin is going to come out, let that be the one. Rabbi Yossi says, that's considered a good deconsecration. And then when he takes out the coin from his pocket with his hand, what do we say? We say, Yesh Breira. That we say that is the one that he had, when he said it should be deconsecrated, is going to be the one. Because if you say, Ein Breira, so then he didn't say anything. Rather, we say that when he takes out that coin, now he wants it to be that one, to be switched. But that's not going to work because it comes out retroactively that he ate Meister without redeeming it because Ein Breira. How do I know that's the right coin? Maybe it's the other coin. I don't know. It's only if you say Yesh Breira that you say, oh, when I take out this one, this was obviously the one that I had in mind. So again, we have a contradiction. We have Rabbi Yossi saying Yesh Breira, not like the Mishnah Demai that says Ein Breira. Again, the Gemara answers, Epoch, Ema, we should say, Rabbi Yossi, Ema Loichil. Rabbi Yossi said that no, it's not deconsecrated because how do I know that is the coin? We don't say that retroactively that is verifying that that is what I had intended, and therefore it won't be a good chil. Now the Gemara asks, we just had two contradictions. We had a Mishnah Demai that says that Ein Breira, and then we had two sources, two brises that said Yesh Breira according to Rabbi Yossi. And then we went and reversed those two to say, oh, to fit with the Mishnah Demai. To which the Gemara asks, Well, my chaz is the afrid tarti. Where do you see to go ahead and to reverse two rulings, two brises, the one of the bundle of the vegetables and the one of the chil of meiser, mikmechada, because of one source, of the one mishnah in Demai, when you buy wine from the kutim, where there he's clearly saying that ein brera, yet we have two sources that say yesh brera. Why to reverse those two because of the one? To the contrary, epechada mikmechada, you should reverse the one because of the two. There's a majority of places where he says that yesh brera, shouldn't that be the primary source? Tosfos Gemara says no. Ha, because definitely at least one of them, the Braisa of Chil, Vade Ipcha Tanya. Definitely you have to say that it's going to be reversed, as we had said that it's reversed. The Ketani Sefer, because we learned over there the Sefer of that Braisa, of the last one that we quoted regarding the Chil of the Meiser, it says as follows, Umayde Rabbi Yisi does agree, however, when he says that regarding the meiser that I have in my house, that it should be deconsecrated on the new coin that is going to come out of my pocket. And really, there is only one new coin, which the Gemara later is going to ask. So what's the terminology tala, that the one that happened to be? What I mean, there is only one. There's no happens to be. There's only one new coin that could come out. Either way, Rabbi Yisi says shechil, that it's deconsecrated. And that is, since there's only this one new one, so it's obvious which one it is. It's already nicker. It's not, you don't need Brera to retroactively verify which one it is. So therefore, there it is deconsecrated. So therefore, the inference is, midika amar hacha shechila, from the fact that he says over here, that this is where it's deconsecrated, mechlal dahasim, so obviously over there, regarding when he says, shetala stam, without specifying the chadasha, that there, as we said, that you need to come onto the concept of Brera, that loichil, that there is where Rabbi Yisi had originally said that there will not be deconsecrated. It's only here by the case of Chadasha, where there's only one, that there he agrees, Maid Rabbi Yisi, that it will be deconsecrated. So obviously, again, you have to reverse it. It wasn't Rabbi Yisi Mechil. Obviously, it has to be Rabbi Yisi Mechil. And therefore, again, we don't have two sources saying to contrary to the Mishnah Demai, because obviously, the one Braisa, to the contrary, that we said loichil, that it was, we reversed it, you have to say reverse it. So to the contrary, you have two sources saying that Rabbi Yisi holds aim Brera, and maybe only one source saying yesh Brera, to which we ultimately say that you have to be mehapach that case also. Now the Gemara asks, once we brought up this Seifa of the case of Chil, regarding that, oh, Rabbi Yisi agrees when it's a new coin, that there will be deconsecrated, the Gemara asks, ha'yisel chadosh hechidomi, how do you understand the case of the new coin? Id ikatarti tlas, if there are two or three new coins in this pocket, so the yesh Brera, the only way that there Rabbi Yisi would agree that you would say that it's going to be deconsecrated in the new coin is obviously because you say that based on the principle of B'yesh Brera that it'll be verified retroactively which new coin he meant. And that's difficult because Heine Kamaisa, that's the same as the first case where Rabbi Yisi holds that Ein Chil, it will not be a good Chil because he does not hold of Brera. So then why is it a good Chil if there's more than one coin? So rather you have to say El Deleka El Chada, like we explained before, that there's only one new coin. There you don't have to come up to the halachic principle of Brera, and therefore Rabbi Yisi would agree over there. But the difficulty is, if that's the case, so my tala, what does it mean that the one that happens to come out, that new coin, what do you mean? There is only one new coin. So what is tala? And the Gemara says, you're right. I did tana resha tala. Once the resha spoke about the case of tala, which was explicitly talking about that there are many coins, we don't know which one, on that Rabbi says, loichil, because he does not agree with the halachic principle of yesh brera. So tana sefer namatala says also, the sefer also said the one that happens to come out, but really there is no happens, there's only one new coin, and that is why Rabbi agrees over there in that case. Now, related to this topic of our Mishnah, again, regarding if we say Brera by an Arab, as we explained in our Mishnah, that if someone has two sides, a Chacham or a Nachri coming, that you're going to say that retroactively on Shabbos, I can decide which one it wants to be. So on this topic, Amalei Rav of Nachman, Man Hai Tana, who is the Tana that we're going to quote in a moment, that even by a rabbinic law, which is usually more lenient, that even there you don't say yesh brera. That even there he'll say that there's no brera, even by the halacha of Erev, which is only a rabbinic law. The time, like we learned the braisa, if one person tells the five people, I'm going to make an Erev for whichever one of you five that I decide to be. Ritzisi, to the one I choose, Yelech, he can go more than another 2,000 Amos, because for him I'm making the Erev. Lo Ritzisi, Lo Yelech, the one I don't decide to do it for, he can't go. I'm only choosing one of the five. So the Brisa explains, if he desires, if he chooses, if he does the Yirtzu that he said from when it's still before Shabbos, Erubi Erev, that's a good Erev, because he designated who that person is. Mishcha Sheikha, if he only decides, who I already put the Erev out of 2,000 amos. I put it where it's supposed to be. And now, let me see. Which one should it be? Okay, let it be Yankel. But it's ready after Shabbos started. Ein eruv erev. Then there won't be a good erev because maybe Ben Hashmashas, his intention was not for that person, which obviously is the halachic principle of ein brer. We don't say that, oh, retroactively it's revealed that the one that I made it for was for him. That's not true because he only decided after Shabbos. Maybe Ben Hashmashas you really did not have in mind. So who is that that even says by erev, which is only rabbinic law, that we say ein brer, that you can't choose retroactively? So ishtik v'lo emalei v'lei midi. So he was quiet and he didn't say anything. Rav Nachman did not respond to Rava. The Gemara asks, why? Why was he quiet? V'leimalei tana de be'ayahu. Let him just say that it was the tana of be'ayah that he explained according to Rabbi Yehuda on the previous daf, that even by erev we say that ein brer. So that's a clear tana. And then the Gemara says, Lishmiele. He didn't hear of, he didn't know of this Bryce of Ayah, that's why he didn't say it. And regarding all the Tanoim that we mentioned before, that they say, Ein Brera, that's not a Raya, because all those cases are talking about Deiraisa. They're all biblical halachas. But maybe those that say Ein Brera by Deiraisa would agree that you would say Yesh Brera by Drabanan. So therefore, he had nothing to tell him. He didn't know who the Tana would be that would say Ein Brera even by Drabanan. That Rav Yisrael says, I don't understand. Tanoi Shakla Me'ama, did you remove all the Tanoim from the world? Tanoi here, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. We have a Braisa that says explicitly who this is that says that you don't say Brera even by Drabanan. The Tanoim learned the Braisa, this Machlokes on this point. If someone says, Harini Me'arav L'Shabbos is Shekol Hashana, I'm making an Erev Tchumen that should be for all the Shabbos of the whole entire year. That is, he puts an Erev at the end of 2,000 Amos to the east, in a place where it's private and it's protected, and they know it's going to be there, he can rely on it. Now, he puts it there that it should stay there for all the Shabbos of the year. And Ritzisi Eilich, if I decide on that Shabbos that I want to go, like Ritzisi Lo Eilich, or I decide that I'm not going to want to go, and that is, whatever Shabbos it is that I want it to be for me an Erev, let it be an Erev, and when I decide I don't want it to be, I rather I want to be like the people of my city, then let it not be for an Erev for me that I shouldn't lose my 2,000 Amos to the west. And that is what the halacha says in the Braisa, that if Ratzim Ibayim, if he desires from before, whichever Shabbos it is, but it was before Shabbos, he said, you know, let that Erev that I had put there, you know, before Rosh Hashanah time, let that be an Erev for me. Then they remove an Erev, it's a good Erev because it's there, and now he's deciding, designated, it should be an Erev. Mishchashecha, but if he decides after Shabbos already, you know what, remember that Erev I have, I really want to go somewhere, so now let it be retroactively that that is the Erev that I want to be. We have a machlekes. Rav Shimon Omer Eruva Erev. Rav Shimon says it is a good Erev because we say based on the principle of Yesh Brera that Bein Hashmashas, that is what I intended for that Erev to be for me, that it should be my halachic Shabbos residence, if it does work. But Chachamim Omer Ein Eruva Erev. The Chachamim say that his Erev is not a good Erev. And therefore, what Rav Yosef's question is, what's the difficulty? Look, we have an explicit Tanoim over here, the Chacham, that they say that even by Erev, which is halachic Drabanan, that Brera will not work. So what's the problem? We have a clear Braisa that says that the Chacham say Ein Eruva Erev, that you don't say Brera even by Drabban. So now once this was brought in, this opinion of Reb Shimon that we find that he says Yesh Brera by this halacha of Erev, the Gemara asks a contradiction. V'hasha, I mean Reb Shimon, but yet we find by the opinion of Reb Shimon, which was quoted on Amid Aleph by the wine that was bought from the Kutim, the less lay Brera, that it does not hold of the halachic principle of Brera. And that is that he said regarding those flasks of wine, that someone has nowhere to put it, but he says, oh, let that Truman Meister be in it, and then at a later point in time, the one he takes out should be retroactively the one that he had designated, that he does not agree to. Kasha Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, you have a contradiction of the opinion of Reb Shimon. We just quoted now where Reb Shimon says that Yesh Brera, and that whereas on Omed Alf, we quoted from the halacha of the wine regarding separating the Truman Meister inside of it, that he holds Ein Brera. So the Gemara has three, four approaches to this contradiction. The first approach is Ela Epech. Obviously, you have to reverse what we just said. The Reb Shimon holds Ein Erev. He's not the pin that says Eruvi Erev, and the Chachamah are the ones that Ein Eruvi Erev. To the contrary, as we find that he says by the halacha of the Mishnah Demai, that it's not going to be good to retroactively take off the Trumas of Mises. So, to over here, regarding the Erev, he's going to hold that Ein Eruvi Erev. On that, the Gemara asks, my Kasha, what was so difficult from this to say that we have to reverse the opinions? What's the contradiction? Maybe when did we find by the Mishnah Demai where Reb Shimon does not hold of the halachic principle of Brera? That is that we find by the halacha of Tevel of the wine of the Kutim. That's by biblical halachas. Tevel is a din deraisa of Drabanan, but by a halacha Drabanan, which the halacha of Erev, which is the Braisa we just quoted, Islay, maybe there he holds of the halachic principle of Brera. So what's the difficulty? Why is there such a contradiction that we have to reverse the opinions in the Braisa we just quoted? First, the Gemara answers, "Ksavar," and there are those that take out the words Rabbi Yosef, that the one who asked the question, he held that no, we're not going to differentiate between the Raises and the Rabbanans. That man de isle brei, whoever holds the halachic principle of breira, lo yishna be the raisa, lo yishna be the rabbanan isle. He holds it in both the raisa and the rabbanan that you could say yesh breira. Uman de lesle breira, and the one who holds that you do not say breira, lo yishna be the raisa, lo yishna be the rabbanan lesle, in either the raisa and the rabbanan, you will not say it. And therefore, since we have a Mishnah in Demai that Reb Shimon says, ain breira, even though that's by deraisa, he will hold the same thing by the rabbanan, and therefore we have to reverse the braisa we just quoted to say that Reb Shimon is the one that says, ain eruv eiv, and not the chacham. That's one approach to resolve the contradiction. A second approach the Gemara brings is Rava Amar. Rava says that the reason of Reb Shimon by the wine was not because of Ein Breira, and therefore we had this whole question. We just quoted Reb Shimon by Eiv saying Yesh Breira. How could we say by the wine Ein Breira? Rather, he holds that Yesh Breira, like the price of the Eiv. However, Shani Hasam, the case of the wine from the Kutim, the reason why that does not work is the Be'inan Reishis Sheshiyurera Nikarn. We need to have the Reishis, which then the leftover is nikr, is obvious what they are. And that is, the Torah calls Shuma, Reishis Degan Chavisireshcha, the first of your grain and of your wine. So obviously, it has to be distinct, the truma from the shirayim, from what's left over, what you're separating, what you're creating into chulin at the time when you call it into truma, because that we need it to be obvious that this is the rachis, this is the first, and this is the leftover. And the truth, however, Reb Shimon really holds up yesh brera. The reason why it doesn't work over there by the wine is because although that you have brera, okay, so now you have in here truma that retroactively works. But right now when I'm creating the truma, I don't see the truma separate from the rest of the wine. That doesn't work. It has to be rachis to gan chavis rachis. You have to see the rachis. And since you don't see it, although based on a breira, it should work, but based on a different concept of truma, it doesn't work because it's not nikar. To which the Gemara asks, Amalei Abaya, Elamiata. So based on your principle that you hold that Reb Shimon says you need shiurei nikaron, has to be distinct, the truma, from what was it taken out of. So ha'ilafun of shnei remayim shel tevel. If somebody has two pomegranates of tevel, that these two pomegranates were not taken off their tithes and the trumas from them. V'amani says, Im yardu gesham hayam. He says, if it rains today, yehi ze truma al ze. Let the truma be on this one. V'im lo yardu gesham hayam. If it doesn't rain today, yehi ze truma al ze. Let the truma be on this one. So hachinami, bein yerdu, bein le yerdu. Would you say that here, whether it rains or whether it doesn't rain, de'ein bedvar of klum, that what he says has no validity whatsoever? And that is, since at the time when he says this statement of that, this should be truma, it's not recognizable which is truma, which is not, and which is the shirayim, because we don't know if it's going to rain or not. Because if by the case of the wine, where there the shirayim are nicker, but only at a later point in time, like over here, if it rains, we'll know which is the one of the truma. It will be distinct from the rest. But still, Reb Shimon holds it's aser because only at a later point in time that it's going to be nicker. But right now, it's not nicker. So obviously, you would say in the case of these two pomegranates, where right now, when you're saying that one of them should be truma, but it's not necessarily known which one's going to be because you don't know if it's going to rain or not, that then you're going to say that it's not going to be a good designation. And if you want to actually say that that is what you would hold, but now we learn the Mishnah in Trumos that says Trumas Hakri Hazeh Umais Reisav. Regarding the Trumas and the Maises of this pile of produce, Betoichai, let it be inside, meaning in the middle of this pile should be the Truma, according to the required measurement of what how much Truma has to be taken off, and now that should permit whatever is around it. Or the Trumas Maises Zeh Betoichai, or the Trumas Maises should be inside of it. And this is a different case. For example, in other words, if he said that this pile of Maiser that the Levi got from the Yisrael, and then he has to go ahead and separate Trumas Maiser with a Kohen, he says that the Trumas Maiser should be inside of it. So Reb Shimon Omer Kor HaShem, Reb Shimon says this was a good designation, it's considered as if the Trumah is inside of it, or that the Trumas Maiser is inside of it. And that is, although up until now, if he had eaten from it, there would only have been the Isra of Tevel. Now if he eats from it, he's going to get Malkus because of Trumah, or because of Maiser Sheni out of Yerushalayim. And therefore, if it becomes Tomei and he eats it, he's also liable for eating Truma that became Tomei. And therefore, obviously, that you don't need to have Shirei Nikaron, because here we find Reb Shimon saying that it is a good designation, yet it's inside of it. You just told me that Reb Shimon holds that the reason why it's not going to work, in spite of the fact that he holds of Yesh Breira by the case of the Yayin, is because it's not a good separation. You don't see Reishis Degan Chavisi Reishcha. If that's the case, so how does he hold that it's considered a Kriyas Hashem when he says that the Truma should be in the middle of this pile? You don't see it separate. and therefore we don't see it separate. Why is it considered a designation of chalais of Kriyas Hashem of Truma or it's Truma's Maisa? Tosha Gemara says it's not a question from there because Shani Hasim de'ikas Sviva. There it's different because you have what's around it. That it is recognizable, at least some of the Shirayim, because his words that he used was bitoichai, inside of it let be the Truma. So obviously those on the outside are definitely not the Truma part. Oh, that we see Shirayim, we see those which are permitted, which are now chulin items that are not tevel anymore. Since you have Shirayim in the Karen, at least those on the peripheral and those on the further outermost parts of the Kri, that is why it's going to be considered a good designation of Truma or Truma's Maisel. So that resolves the second approach. Now the Gemara brings a third approach. V'ibayisim, or if you want, you could really say, Rabbi Shimon holds that there is yesh brera, which is exactly like the brayso we quoted before, so that it shouldn't be a contradiction. Whereas by the case of wine that he said it's aser, it's not because of aim brera like we had assumed when we had asked the contradiction. Rather, kediktoni timer, that's like the reason is said over there. That amr loy l'remeyer, they said to remeyer, wait a second, how could you say to do this idea about this tevel, to separate trumas and maises inside of it, and then later at a point in time when you could, then you'll separate the trumas and maises? Don't you agree that maybe the flask is going to burst? And that is, maybe before you're going to take off the trumas and maises, after you had already consumed what you had eaten, it's going to burst, and it comes out that retroactively you drank tevel. And that is because you never ultimately ended up taking off Trumas and Maisers because you wanted to, but it burst and everything fell on the floor. And then as Rashi explains, that it's very well understood that if you ultimately do the Hafrasha after time, then you could say that the portion that now you're separating, based on the principle of Yesh Brer, you say that originally what was inside the flask was that from the time when you had already done what's called the Kriyas Shem to designate Shumas and Maisers, and therefore what you drank was the Chulin, and therefore retroactively what was taken off was really the Trumas and Maisers that was originally designated. However, what they tell Remeir is, but when the flask bursts, and therefore you never had a moment when it was retroactively saying that the Truma was taken from it, what does it apply to say Yesh Breira? Even at the end, you're never going to be taking off Trumas and Maisers from it. And therefore that is what they told him, not because of Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. Yes, we agree Yesh Breira, so therefore it should work. The problem is, maybe it's going to burst. How would it allow you to drink it now? You're going to drink now. So maybe, what, in 10 hours or 2 days, then you're going to decide to take up Trumas and Maisers. Maybe it's the flask is going to burst. And retroactively, since you never took it off before you ate, it's going to be tevel. And as the Gemara explained, that was their complaint to Remei. It comes out that retroactively, he drank from tevel. So Amalahan, so what Remei responded to them was, Likashi Baka, when it bursts. In other words, then when it bursts, then we'll look into it to say that it's Aster. In other words, what he meant to say was, we're not concerned for that. It's not common, and even if he wants, he can give it over to a Shomer, to someone to protect it, to watch it. Therefore, he wasn't concerned. And therefore, that is what the third Teretz of the Gemara says, that they said that it wasn't working, in that case, that Reb Shimon would say by the case of the flask of wine, is not based on the principle of Ein Brera. It is Yesh Brera, but they were concerned that it's going to break, and then it comes out retroactively that you did an Issur. But now the Gemara discusses, and what we had originally thought, meaning based on the second teretz in the Gemara, the be'inan rashis sheshirei in the Karan, that we need to have, according to Rabbi Shimon, that the rashis, the truma, has to have, that the shirayim are obvious to see where it is, and that's why he held by the noid, by the flask of wine, that it's not going to be good, because there it's not obvious where it is, and that was the way we resolved the contradiction, that he holds by Erev Yesh Brera, and there he also really holds Yesh Brera by the case of the wine. But it doesn't work because it's not shirayim in the Karan. You can't see, obviously, which one of this liquid which is all swishing around the flask, which one is truma, which is not. On that, the question is, my kamrilei. So what did they tell Remeir? Like we quoted in the third teretz, that this answer that they had said to Remeir, which is what the third teretz was saying, that it's not based on the principle of aimbrary that they said it's not good, but because it might burst. But according to the second teretz, that the reason why that Reb Shimon said it wasn't working was because you need shirayim in the Karan. So what are they telling Remeir? That's not their reason why they say it's aser. They say it's aser because, not because of Shem Yibaka Anoid, but rather because ain't Shirayim in the Karan. So why are they telling him Shem Yibaka Anoid? And then the Gemara says, Hachi Kamerle. What they were telling him, according to the second teretz in the Gemara, was, Lidi dan be'inan reisha Shirayim in the Karan. According to us, either us two or us three that we argue in Yerub Meir, is because we hold that it needs to be obvious for it to be considered Reishas Deganchem B'Sireish, you have to see which one's Truma, which one's not. In liquid, when it's all mixing around, sloshing around, you can't say that even if you hold the halachic principle of Breir. But even according to you, Reb Meir, Lididach, and we continue on to Tapa of Lamechesem and Aleph, don't you agree at least that Shem Yibaka Anoid, maybe the flask is going to burst? And it comes out, even according to you, that you drank Tevel, Mafrei, which is a big issue. That's what he responded to them. Likushi baga, when the burst, I'm not concerned about that. It's not something I have to be worried about. And therefore, we really come up with four explanations for the opinion of Reb Shimon based on the contradiction of the Mishnah Demai and the Brice that we quoted regarding Eir. That one is either that Reb Shimon does not hold the halachic principle of Breira, or the second approach, which the Gemara, in a sense, fell off, was that he holds a Breira only by Drabbanon. The third one was that he holds a Breira, but you still need to have Shira in the Karn that should be obvious which are the Shrine. And the fourth Pshat held that although he holds a Yesh Breira, but Shem Yibokir Hanoid Shani, that it, because we're concerned that maybe the flask is going to burst, there it's different because of just a technical reason, that even if you say Yesh Breira, but if you didn't take it off right away and only at a later point in time, if it bursts, comes out retroactively, that you did a big Yisr.